everybody. We welcome you to another exciting hour of KJ Talk Radio with your host, Daryl King, author of several street literature novels, as you all know. Thank you very much. And also we have extraordinaire, the entrepreneur himself, Mr. Albert Jones Jr. How you doing today, Albert?
Hi, right, what's going on there, Daryl?
Okay, man, you ready for another exciting hour of KJ Talk Radio, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All
Let's
right.
get it rolling.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m., we give you the best, most exciting hosts and the most hottest topics on talk radio today. Today, we will be highlighting a local Washington, D.C. area entrepreneur. His name is Bobby Mills, and he has actually come up with a game. I'm not sure whether it's a board game or not, but it is a game, and I believe the title of the game is Kingpin. We would like to introduce you to Mr. Bobby Mills. Bobby Mills, how are you today, sir?
I'm excellent, thank you. I'm doing wonderful this day, always getting better.
All right, fantastic. That sounds great.
That game is called the Kingpin Game.
Okay, great, great. We understand that you have a game out. Is it a board game? Is it a video game? What type of game is it exactly?
At this point, it's just being released. It is a board game to start off with. It has we have plans on making it an online environment in the next few months, and hopefully we'll be having an opportunity to sell it to some of the video game corporations in the near future, where they will put it onto one of the larger home entertainment units.
Oh, okay, great, great. So Kingpin. So basically, could you give our listeners a little idea of the plot of the game, Kingpin? Is it similar to Monopoly? Or what basically is the gist of Kingpin?
Absolutely. It's the Kingpin game is a game about it's kind of like an underground Monopoly, if you will. The game of life it's been affectionately called, I say that jokingly, it's been affectionately called the Hustler's Monopoly. It highlights ways of showing you how to make money on various ways, and whereas Monopoly is you're holding on to your properties, the Kingpin game is you're buying and selling things, trying to build your wealth.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. You hear that, Jonesy? Have you ever you've ever played Monopoly at all, Jonesy? Any of the board games when you were a kid at all?
Yeah, I have played it. I'm not that great with it, but yeah, most definitely.
Okay, okay. So you are familiar.
Board games are like a comeback right now. Board games want to come back right now. For years that you know, people have been playing these video games, and these things run $50-$60 a whop. So you have an opportunity to have a one-time charge or a one-time cost of getting a board game, and you have years of playing it. Since it's a new concept.
So how much would this game go for? Any idea now?
Retail price is $40, but I'm selling it right now, because we're developing my website right now, selling a game for $35.
Okay, so you actually, now, you can purchase this game now?
You can purchase it right now. I mean, I'm taking orders from my email address at this point, thekingpingame@gmail.com.
Okay.
The website will be thekingpingame.com. That's in the process of being made at this point.
Okay. So what made you come up? First of all, where did you get the title for the game, and what made you come up with the whole concept of Kingpin?
I started working on the game about 12 to 13 years ago, and to be honest with you, I don't know what inspired me to make this game, but it started just clicking it with me, and over again, I thought about a way to get, how can I put this? I got inspired by playing a couple other games. Again, I've been playing games all my life. When I was a kid, I made a couple of games while I was in school, and I think that was the set off. Again, about 12 years ago, I played a game that I thought was a great game, but I thought it should be a whole lot more. And, when I had played on things like Monopoly and Life and other things, they had limited fun. I mean, pretty much the games were pretty much going to be the same each and every time you played. The game that I created, the Kingpin game, it has a potential of that. Well, there is no game that come off the same. Every game is different. Each and every time you play the game, it has a different ending.
Depending on if you play with two people. Okay. Do you have pieces for this game at all?
Yes, indeed. We create our pieces, and we also do a lot of things with our young, new entrepreneurs. We have a person who's actually creating, we have a soundtrack that was created for the game itself. So the rule book is actually on a CD, which was, something new for board games. But also with the soundtrack being on a CD, we also have a actual CD, a soundtrack with all original music from new artists, new, producers. That comes along free with the game.
So you have a soundtrack for your game as well. Wow, man, that's cutting edge. I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
You, Jonesy, a soundtrack for, well, you know, the modern video games. I know Jonesy, he doesn't really play the video games. He has a Wii upstairs. I think he has. I saw him bowling a little while ago. Don't you bowl on the Wii?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but normally he doesn't play the video games, but I do. He knows I'm a fanatic of that. And I have, you know, maybe the video games like Grand Theft Auto and others, they do have soundtracks, but for a board game, I've never heard of that. I think that is that kind of a cutting edge for the genre?
It has never been done before. I believe I am the first person ever to put a, not only like I said, it comes, the rule book is actually it's, you can read it like a book. It's like someone's talking to you. But then as you read it, you can actually listen to it with the rule book itself. And after the rules are finished being read to music, all the rules are set to original music as well. But once the music, the rules have finished, it goes into a total soundtrack, and it's, like I said, it's never been done before, and we're trying to make a mix CD, a mix series of CDs to come out of this, once the game takes off. Also, we have a line of clothing, Kingpin wear. We're trying to do a whole lot of things. We're trying to create a whole new genre, if you will.
Oh wow, yeah, that's hey man, that's very, very cutting edge there, brother. I tell you, man, that's really interesting.
I
tell you what, before we go to a commercial break, I want to just ask you this question. How do you intend to compete with the you being a board game creator? How do you intend to compete with the high-tech world of modern-day video games? And I know you just said that, you know, you're going to actually move into that market as well, but how do you intend to compete with them?
There is. There's a resurgence in just playing of video games because, as you know, I mean, other than if you have the ability to play online, which is becoming more and more costly.
Oh, yeah.
They have people are actually have an opportunity to get together. I mean, if you I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but all around the country, especially in the Washington metropolitan area where I live, they're having people are starting game nights where they're trying to, since the economy is so hard on you. I mean, instead of going out, like I said again, buying a $50 or $60 video that once you beat it, it's beat. You can spend $40 on a game that you can play forever. I mean, it's, again, I don't care how many times you play it, it's never going to be the same.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we're going to come right back. Jonesy, what do you think is an appropriate question to ask Mr. Mills about his new game that will obviously be a sensation in the gaming industry, both online and offline, when we come back?
Well, one question I wanted to ask him, and I don't know if he mentioned this or not, when do he think that the game will be available in stores?
Excellent question. When will that game be available in stores? I'd like to cop one myself, man.
Well, again, I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, like we used to sell CDs out the trunk. I'm selling all my games.
I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Mills. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm grassrooting it for right now, but once the website is up, that's going to be my store of stores, if you will. It's going to be my worldwide store.
Exactly. Okay, well, you know, before we go to a commercial break, I'm going to tell all of the guests, anyone listening that is listening to this program, to support KJ Talk Radio with your donations and everything. We appreciate it. To bring you these wonderful shows that we bring you every, every Sunday, you know, it costs money. We love to bring it to you. We want to continue to bring it to you. So if you could support KJ Talk Radio, you want to call, Jonesy?
Yeah. You gave him the information, right?
Yeah, well, definitely, if you want to call in and support Mr. Mills, you want to dial 1-888-815-9716, 1-888-815-9716. 815-9716. You definitely want to do that. And this is, we are KJ Talk Radio, and we are fueled and powered by our parent station, BBSRadio.com. So we want you to support us and support our wonderful guests. So when we return, we will continue to talk to Mr. Bobby Mills, the creator of new board game sensation, Kingpin. Back at you in a minute. KJ Talk Radio, y'all. Holla.
The radio. G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
All right, KJ Talk Radio, y'all. We are here once again with Mr. Bobby Mills. He is the creator and producer of a new board game, Kingpin. You know, it sounds like an exciting game. You know, I grew up in the era. You know, I'm not that old, y'all. You know, I'll be, you know, Lord willing, I'll be 42 March 18th. Anybody want to send any money donations for a brother on March 18th, Daryl King, you can send it right on BBS. But anyway, yeah, I, you know, I grew up with Operation. I remember that board game. Monopoly. I can remember Yahtzee. Battleship was one of my favorites. But my absolute favorite, because I'm a huge sports fan, was Electric Football, Tudor Games. I used to love Electric Football. My great-grandfather bought me all, at that time it was 2018s. All 2018s, we would trade them.
Wow.
So, I really, really enjoy board games. I think that that's the way that the kids' imagination could really flourish. And for you, Mr. Mills, to have produced a board game, especially a native son of the Chocolate City, Washington, D.C., that's a really, really wonderful thing. So have you, what type of feedback have you gotten so far on your board game?
Well, the thousands of people that have played it so far, well, I'll say a few, several hundred people have played it so far. I've only gotten one bad review, and that was why does it take so long, and that's only from one person.
Well, that's definitely you're going to get those types of reviews. And also, fam, out there in Radio Land, KJ Talk Radio fam, one of our own just stepped in. You know, he may be belated, but he's never boring. The Brooklyn Boss himself, none other than Patrick Charles. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man?
All right. We got on the show today. We have Mr. Bobby Mills. He's a producer of a new board game dubbed Kingpin. So, I'm sorry?
The Kingpin game.
The Kingpin game. Were you ever a lover of board games as a youth yourself, boss?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I pretty much was a fan of Monopoly, Clue, you name it, man. You know, any type of Scrabble, especially, man. Every single board game possible, I played it, man. So I think with this one called, it's the Kingpin, correct?
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I think I have to go ahead and have to crack that open. You have to give us probably give some more details, sir, basically on how the game is played.
Yeah, maybe Mr. Mills, you need to make a variation on it. For boss, you know, a special edition called King of New York or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You understand?
That's actually one of the things on the game. New York is actually one of the biggest spaces. My mom and daddy told me that's where I was created. They had me in D.C., but I was created in Brooklyn.
Oh, I know that's right. So you was conceived in the Boogie Down. Is that right?
Yeah, it's called it the BK. Then.
Okay.
That's what's happening. Brooklyn, baby.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So let me just, and I know boss gonna want to ask you a couple of questions, but one of the questions I want to pose to you, Mr. Mills, is what age group pretty much you feel you get the best, you know, who show you the most love for the new game? Which age people really play it on?
I'm sorry, I mean, for young adults until, I mean, I as you, Mr. King, I'm around 40 now, so I was, like I said, I grew up in the same era you did, so I made the game for persons, generally my target is from 14 to 35, 40 years old. I mean, that's it's a big gap, but at the same time, I really didn't make this game for kids, for children, I should say. Even the box has an M for Mature label on it. Kind of like you would see on the Grand Theft Auto or something of that caliber you were speaking of earlier as far as video games go. So we made sure we put that on it just so, we call it a mature themed game just because it has, things such as, buying and selling of various products.
Okay, now what type of products are you buying and selling on the game?
Well, you have everything from information and guns to extortion and jewels.
Okay. Wow. Quick question. Now, now correct me if I'm wrong, boss. There is a game, and I'm sure you, Mr. Mills, know. I read it once. It had some big some reviews, and it had some positive but equally negative reviews. It was can I say, for lack of a better term, urban, inner-city, ghetto, Monopoly.
The Ghettoopoly? You talking about Ghettoopoly?
What, say it again?
You talking about Ghettoopoly?
There you go. So is Kingpin, and I know it's an original, but is Kingpin somewhere along the lines of Ghettoopoly, or if not, please explain?
No. Ghettoopoly was just Monopoly. Ghettoopoly was Monopoly. They just put instead of having the symbol in the car, they use things as a marijuana leaf or a cigar or something to make it look
okay, like. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, something that's more suited to the inner city taste. Yeah, okay, I got you.
The Ghettoopoly didn't last too long because they used the same concept as Monopoly. They would take the game from Monopoly and put their own cuff on it, just like they do on the specials Monopoly, like the Star Wars Monopoly or the football team Monopolies. They did that with as well.
Okay, I got you. Boss, man, what do you think about that? Oh, this board game.
Yeah, I'm actually very interested in seeing basically how this game, but what I want to know, Mr. Mills, is what pretty much was the inspiration behind, instead of a board game as opposed to a video game?
I would say the primary thing was financial. I mean, again, buying the entertainment systems or the game systems now, you're going to spend at least $200 or $300 just to get the system. And every game, you got to pay another $50, $60 just to play something on your system once you have it. So, I mean, logically, I mean, when we bought a game, we bought a game that lasts. I mean, we played a board game that if you play today, you can still play the game in 10 years and it's still going to be the same type of concept. However, it still will have the same play. And I mean, again, once you play a video game and you beat it, I mean, unless you have other level or other difficulties that you can play on, but the same game, of course.
Or you're playing online. You know.
Or you play online. That's the only variations they have nowadays.
Yeah, right,
like I said,
right,
with a board game, especially when they're like the Kingpin game, there is no two games that ever alike. Ever. There's never been two games alike.
Absolutely. Now, as far as with marketing goes, basically, would you pretty much be marketing this game, let's say, in the traditional methods, traditional standards of marketing, as far as with the department stores, and or would it, let's say, be in a specialty shop?
Well, right now, I don't think they will put it in the department store thus far, just because of game content. Now, I think they will not because they sell, as you said, Mortal Kombat and Grand Theft Auto and pretty much Walmart. So I wouldn't say they wouldn't be in there. However, that's not what I'm pushing it to yet. Because it's something that has never been done before, I'm trying to do this thing from a grassroots perspective, meaning I'm going out of my trunk, going door to door, calling upon all the friends and family and people I've known. Again, I've known thousands of people, so I'm hoping that I can get at least a percentage of the people I know to at least start promoting it, to support me and my idea and help it grow.
Right. Oh, that's the thing. Understood. Yeah. That's great. And I guess like one of my other final questions basically is on this, sir. Pretty much along the business aspect of things. Pretty much, I'm pretty sure that you are, you know, they have the sole content and sole rights basically to, you know, how your game is laid out. Pretty much, you know, you're the one, the architect behind it. Am I correct, sir?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. I'm the sole proprietor, the one creator of the game, of the game. I don't know if any of you, I'm quite certain a few of your listeners are on Facebook. We do have a fan of group page on Facebook that's just promoting a little bit, the Kingpin game on Facebook. Also, we've done a couple of little excerpts from, I had a release party a couple of weeks ago, and at the release party we had a videographer just taping people playing the game itself. So if you go on YouTube, you can actually see, if you look up the Kingpin game or Kingpin release, you can actually see people playing the game to see how the board looks and how the game is set up.
That's an excellent promotional tool right there, because I think that if you went ahead and had, let's say, one of these release parties where you have, let's say, like maybe 30 tables of people playing the game, I mean, that would be fantastic. I'm impressed, Mr. Mills, and I'm looking forward to go ahead and playing this game and seeing exactly if I can adapt and overcome on the game just as how other board games I've done in the past. So DK, pretty much you can take it from there, brother.
Yeah, hey man, I'm very impressed that you got a local Washingtonian making that has actually produced a board game like this. You know, you going down the same line as Hasbro and all of the other game board makers in hell. One day, who knows, Kingpin may be worth $3,000-$4,000. You know, but I can, you know, the passion that you've shown in your board game, I can tell that you really put a lot into this. And I just wanted to ask, so, you know, with your board games and everything, name some of the board games you've played yourself as a youth that inspired you to make Kingpin. What are some of the ones that were your personal favorites that worked to make you say, hey, look, I'm going to make a board game one day?
Well, as I kind of put it, it was one of the biggest influences on me, because it's set up like a Monopoly board where, again, you're going around a square piece that's going around, but instead of going just around the country, you're going around the world. We do world tours in the Kingpin game. As the other gentleman was saying, other board games that inspire me, I love like Clue, I love Monopoly, I love Life, those games, Battleship. I mean, those are like things that were just, I mean, those are the games that were available for me. I mean, those, they had some type of, I mean, I also like, man, I'm a brainiac. Well, I like to think a lot, so I also like games that are, you know, the Trivial Pursuits and the things of that nature. They've always, I mean, I've been following board games for a long time. Like I said, I was kind of shocked or hurt when they faded away for a while, but I'm also a video game fanatic, so I didn't have any major problems with them. But again, with the times that the economy and the pricing going up on just to get yourself a system if you want to play the games, it's just gone up so high that, you know, I thought of a new way to bring it down a little bit. And again, because it's such a unique game, there is you won't be able to play the same game over and over again. You won't be able to go back and say, oh, I've mastered this level. So there is no mastery of any one level in this game. There's always something fresh, something new, each and every time you play.
Wow. Man. Yeah, that's awesome, man. If there's something something new every time you play the game, something fresh, something, you know, unique to the game, that's going to continue to draw fans of the game. That's of all ages, from generation to generation. That's what I think. That's what makes a board game last throughout generations like that.
Exactly. And plus one of the things I also say, too, is that it also pretty much makes for interesting communion, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, if you remember back on Friday mm-hmm. where you either all get together and you either play cards or
instead oh, absolutely.
You it, yeah, you know, instead absolutely. You better crack open the board game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in those old, back in the day, sit there, man, and the parents was, you know, they was doing their thing and had Al Green playing in the background, you know, like 1970s or whatever. Oh, yeah. I tell you, operation. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Mr. Mills is around our same age group, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Boss is a little younger than us. He's a baby boy, you know. He's in his mid-30s, so, you know. But us, we old heads, me, you, Mr. Mills, we remember that 70s, you know what I'm saying? That's absolutely correct. I definitely remember that. And, man, I'm go ahead.
I'm hoping that the pre-insurgence of these games, such as the Kingpin game. There's a lot of other games coming out right now, but a game like this is going to, I think it's going to start to reunite, as the gentleman said, I won't say community, but a communal thing, meaning people will get together in groups, if not for anything else, just to play the game. And people, hopefully they'll bring folks back around who hadn't been around for years just to reunite.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Mr. Mills. Before we go on a commercial break, I'm going to just get the Brooklyn Boss up to speed. Me and when Jonesy was on the air, you know, and y'all don't be alarmed. Jonesy ain't left nowhere. He's still in the studio. He's chilling out, you know. He had to go ahead and do some technical issues in the studio. So we all a family. We all still right here. So, but anyway, to get the Boss up to speed, one of the things that Mr. Mills informed us is that his board game is the very first board game similar to the online video games like Grand Theft Auto and I believe it's what's the fantasy, Final Fantasy. His board
right.
game is the very first board game to actually have its own music soundtrack, brother.
Wow.
He has a music soundtrack for board game. That's hot.
Yes.
Wow.
That's hot. And not only a music soundtrack for the board game, clothing too to go with it. Come on now.
Wow.
How unique is that? How vicious is that? That's what we say in DC. We say vicious. And I think, and go ahead, hit us with some New York Brooklyn vernacular. Huh?
Well, I'll tell you this much. As far as this in DC, they say it's vicious. Back home in Brooklyn, New York, that's pretty B.I.G. right there. That's real wavy. I mean, that is extremely wavy right there. And I mean, the marketability behind having a soundtrack plus also a clothing line to go along with the board game is like a brand new movement. I'm actually in awe right about now, truth be told.
Right. I am too, you know. Well, I tell you what, y'all, as I said before, you know, we want you guys to call in. You know, these wonderful guests we continue to bring to you every Sunday. We can't do that without your help, your support. We love you guys. We love y'all supporting us. If you want to call in and speak to Mr. Mills, you want to call in, comment on his new board game, Kingpin, please call 1-888-815-9716. That number again, 1-888-815-9716. And also, please support KJ Talk Radio with your donations and everything, you know, so we can continue to bring you these wonderful shows. You want to check out KJ Talk Radio on bbsradio.com and just hit donation at the end of the page. We really appreciate it. We love you guys. We appreciate your support. Now, when we come back again, Brooklyn Boss, is there anything you think should be special that you want to ask Mr. Mills when we return after the commercial break?
Oh, absolutely. I it's actually now the think tank is definitely open. So, you know, we can definitely go ahead and we can really get into this.
All right. Well, we will return with Bobby Mills with the Kingpin game on KJ Talk Radio. Holla at your boy.
Yes, what's up?
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Daryl King, Elbert Jones Jr., and the Brooklyn Boss, none other than Patrick Charles here, and we are interviewing Bobby Mills, the creator and the producer of the Kingpin game. But first and foremost, we got to do first things. We got to be right and exact. I've been giving you all some wrong information. I'm very, very sorry for that. That number, if you want to call in and talk to this gentleman, is 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756. 9756, y'all. All right, so we're going to, you know, with no further delay, we're going to keep it moving. Brooklyn Boss, you said you had some things you wanted to ask Brother Mills about the game.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, I'm with, hey, y'all, this is Brooklyn Boss, Money Back, Pat the Inside Man. And another question that I have for Mr. Mills was, in particular, I remember how, you know, how most board games have been played along with, you know, you roll the dice, you land on a box, a square, and then you have certain rules to the game. Could you break down, Mr. Mills, like, what are some of the rules to your game exactly?
Absolutely. Again, this game about, as it differs from Monopoly, this is the game, the Kingpin game is about buying and selling things. You're trying to get your wealth up, your worth up. So, as I said, there's 9 different markets that you can purchase from. Everything from hot cars, Grand Theft Moto, I call it on mine, jewels, we have, narcotics, we have extortion, information, counterfeiting. There's total 9 markets that you can buy and sell from, and that's the main way you can make your money. There's also there's gambling on there, like 2 spaces on the board with that have one is Las Vegas and one is Monte Carlo. We offer another option of we'll say taking your chance on your for the stack that we play in there. There's also things that we call it push your luck, where you have a 50-50 chance, kind of like in Monopoly game where you have the chance cards or the community chess. The push your luck cards will give you a 50-50 chance of being blessed or being hurt by what the card has. And I don't mean hurt physically, I just mean by your money stacks, usually.
I understand that 100%, sir. Now, another thing I want to add, the pieces that are going to be involved as well, too?
There's game pieces in it. There's dice, just like a Monopoly game. Actually, there's 3 dice, though. We have a 12-sided die that comes when you're trying to do the primary objective. The primary objective is to finish them before they finish you. So if the in the rule book or in the beginning of the soundtrack, it tells you the primary objective of the game. And again, that is gain the reign of the nefarious organized underground, that you gamble and deal or purchase and flip in various high-end illicit contraband markets, both on domestic soil and in foreign lands. Increase your wealth and your worth as you eliminate all street competition, eventually to realize the vision that you are the kingpin. Now, let me just tell you another aspect of this game, which is the game again is called the Kingpin Game. It's also called the Kingpin Game, Are You In It? Are You In It is a part of the game where you, as a person who plays the game can actually, I have 40 official Kingpin killers in the game. There are 40 killers that come with the game where you hire these people to take out whoever you're playing against. You hire them for a fee, they take out if everything works into your favor, they'll take out your competitors. Now, as a new aspect of the game, which again, something that has never been done before, you can actually get yourself into the game. Like I said, there are 40 official killers, but Daryl King or Brooklyn Boss can go online when it's all said and done. They'll be able to have their own killer card created. So when they go over to Jamal's house or Teresa's house, they can actually sit down and slide their killer card into the deck, and now there's that many more killers in the game.
That's what's up. That's huge.
Are you in it? So more and more people, that's what you're going to be asking. Are you in it? Yes, I am. That's what we're looking for. Have more and more people say, yes, I am.
That's what I'm talking about. That's one of the things I am definitely talking about.
I'm lost. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir. You here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm a filmmaker, and I also pretty much write script. And actually, from visualizing how your rules are set up to this game, I'm actually playing out a scene actually over my head.
The movie, the game actually has a movie tied into it.
The movie,
and
oh,
you
so
can
movie
about
tied
that as well. I mean, the characters tie into each other. I mean, I actually have an idea about a movie that was stemmed from the game.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess maybe, you know, maybe as we can run the script together then, huh?
That's right. That's right. I'm always looking for opportunity. Anytime I find somebody to work with, brother. I mean, that's why I think I'm here for.
Well, like I said, I'll let you know how the service is available to you, because I'm already my brain is already moving. And like I said, one of the things about our other partner, Al Spinn, who also pretty much who's like a musical producer, he'll eat this idea up.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, all the music that we use on the soundtrack, all the original producers, all the lyricists, all have never, they're all new. Everything is fresh and hopefully in demand. I mean, again, we're not charging for the CD that comes free with the game. Also, the rule book is on that same soundtrack CD. The rule book is being set to some of these original beats. So you don't have to read the rules. You can actually sit back and listen to somebody tell you how to play the game.
That's great. You got anything, DK?
Oh, yeah. I was just sitting here, man, just listening to you guys, you know, in awe. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, I'm being an author myself, you know, and I write novels. I know the elation that you must feel, just like you as a, you produce a film, you know, you write, you know, you write script, and also as being, you know, in the many fields that you're in, boss, and for Mr. Mills to have produced a game, and Jonesy being an entrepreneur, you know, with his own shop and everything, the elation you feel when you've created something of your own accord, and you have not actually, you have not benefited financially from anyone else. This is your own creation. It is a certain feeling that goes into that is indescribable joy. The only thing that is pretty much equal to is actually having the birth of your own child, to actually having being a parent, a father, you know. Other than that, that's a producing of seed. In a way itself, when you produce something of your own mind that God has given you, that is there's no joy to describe that. Is that correct, Mr. Mills?
100%. I agree with you wholeheartedly with that.
Same here.
I don't even take credit for creating this game. I mean, I know it came, but I put everything, I know I was sitting there doing it all, but I know it all did not come from me. I always say that I know that it's no way in the world I could have thought of all this stuff on my own. It's phenomenal. I mean, the game itself is just, it's way more than I think I had it in me by myself. I'm holding it in my hand right now, so I know it's all possible.
So is it possible that the members of KJ Talk Radio can get a sample of that game?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Let me give you my email address.
Please say it for all of the listeners of KJ Talk Radio out there in Radio Land so they can hear.
Currently, I'm taking any concerns or any information to the Kingpin Game, all one word, the Kingpin Game @gmail.com. That's my email address, the Kingpin Game @gmail.com. I'm also, our website will be up hopefully within the next 30 to 60 days. I'm hoping it's 30 days because that's what I was told. It will also be called the Kingpin Game.com. The Kingpin Game.com.
Okay. And you said on YouTube, you said now if anyone would actually want to go on and check out a sample or an example of the Kingpin game, they can do so on YouTube. Is that correct?
The Kingpin release, yes, sir. YouTube, you can see that. On Facebook, I have a fan or group page set up on Facebook that's called the Kingpin Game. Are you in it? All you got to do is type in the Kingpin Game on the search in Facebook, and it'll bring it up for you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, boss. You pretty much navigate. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to tell you, on Facebook, they have actually have the game itself set up so you can actually see what the game looks like. I also have some of the clothing that we have, like some of our hats and shirts that are laid out. So just give you a general idea of some of the clothing that we do have.
Okay, that sounds great. I was saying to my partner, Brooklyn Boss, I said that he navigates Facebook quite often. So,
yes.
Yes, I know you will probably more than likely come across mm-hmm. Kingpin Game during your surfing of the internet adventures. And,
Without a doubt.
Right.
Without a doubt.
And Facebook is just a fantastic networking tool. So I'm sure that we will be hearing more about the Kingpin Game.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, man, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to go ahead. When we come back again, we're going to just hear some more from Mr. Mills. We're going to talk about his any new plans he has for future games and future board games, and also his entrance into actual online video gaming with the Kingpin Game. When we return to KJ Talk Radio, holla at your boy.
World of Play Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailer. We treat our customers like family.
All right, everybody. We've been having a wonderful, wonderful interview here with Mr. Bobby Mills, the creator of the new board game Kingpin. Myself and Albert, and also the Brooklyn Boss, a.k.a. Patrick Charles. Just want to, before we left on the commercial break, we said that we would ask Mr. Mills about his entrance into the online gaming community, which is huge. I play Madden, y'all. I mean, again, online, any Madden, anybody that play Madden that want to take me on, trust me, King 0318-1968, holler at me, trying to get that one.
I'll have to see you. Okay. I may have to see you.
Holler at me, trying to get that work. I'm a Detroit Lion fan. I know they sorry in real life, but guess what? On the game, I got he vicious. Anyway, back to the matter. Mr. Mills, are you going to move your game online? You're going into the video gaming market. Is that going to be a hard transition for you to move a board game into the online gaming community?
World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailer. We treat our customers like family.
All right, everybody. We really apologize for that. Myself and Brooklyn Boss, also Albert, we had a little technical difficulty. We are back with Mr. Bobby Mills. And what I was saying during that time when the difficulty occurred is I was just basically letting Mr. Mills know. I was trying to find out what basically will, is it going to be a hard or easy transition for you to take the Kingpin game from a board game to online gaming community, which is very, very large? I'm sure, you know, Brooklyn Boss over here probably likes some of the games like SOCOM or some of the shooting games.
Love them.
You know, you might be a fan of the sports game like myself, Madden or NBA Live. Talk to me, boss.
And that's also pretty much a call for duty. Anybody want to come see me in that game?
Okay, y'all heard it. If y'all want to come
I just started playing that myself. Call
for duty, you want to see the boss. He got the M16, the AR-15, AK-47 for you, and so do Mr. Mills. If you want to do the football thing, Madden, college football, NBA Live, or NCAA, holla at your boy Daryl King. That would be 03-18-1968. Anyway, we're going to move it right along. Mr. Mills, is it going to be hard for you to take your game to the Internet?
No, I don't think so at all. Actually, I've already been working on it for the past few years, just trying to get the template together that I want to work on. When within the first year, I'll be able to do online tournaments and hopefully within the end of the
season. You hear that? Online tournaments? I got to do is start. I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to warn you right now, Mr. Mills, all me and Boss got to do is start studying them tournaments.
Exactly.
And I think we're going to be able to just be the kingpin of the kingpin game. You know.
There you
I like to hear that.
I've seen him playing Wii. I know he's going to get into this kingpin game. Before we leave the match, you're going to hear from him. He's going to tell you about it. But, boss, what do you think, man? Come on, man. I mean, strategy, anything that can use your brain strategy-wise, are you on it, ain't you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, anything pretty much that causes you to cause you to think and also at the same token to also be able to have fun, but utilize pretty much not just your brain, but utilize your wits, your skills. It transports you from your everyday mundane thing to putting you in something that pretty much where you may never decide to go in reality. And sometimes basically, you know, the best form of entertainment is being able to escape sometimes from that reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. So that's one of the things I will say, though, Mr. Mills, is I look forward to seeing exactly how the online version of this of the Kingpin game would look. Not so much, and even so much as even the board game version, because the board game version pretty much would be the precursor to the online version. I just know it'll go ahead and the evolution of it will go ahead and it'll just get bigger and better.
Oh, yeah, man. I agree. We're
gonna
totally
get you all a copy of the game. We're going to get you a copy of the Kingpin game out there, because I would love for you all just to play. I mean, like I said, any bit of promotion for me is phenomenal. And if you all get a chance to play it I know, Mr. King, you're out in California, is that correct?
Oh, well, actually, that's Mr. Don Newsom, who is our engineer. Everybody, the most wonderful engineer in the world from BBS Radio. But us ourselves, we write locally. We write here in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Glen Arden, Maryland, to be exact. So we write here. So when you want to send that copy of that game, we're going to be right here waiting to play it and waiting to promote
it. That's right. I want to make sure you get a copy of that, brother. I'll make sure that you all get a copy of that. I would love to get some feedback from you all, and hopefully I'll hear about it again from out of you all's mouths.
Boss, he's being a native New Yorker that he is, and you in a roundabout way of through conception being a New Yorker that you are, Mr. Mills, I'm sure that, Boogie Down Brooklyn and the rest of NYC would love to be introduced to the Kingpin game. What you think, boss?
Yeah, I would definitely go ahead and say that because, even just for the theme of it itself, pretty much it just is able to go ahead and, and attract so many different people. More or less, like I said, not so much as for smaller children, but for to get to a certain age group and for the adults. Oh, definitely. The title and the theme based alone is enough to go and have people at the table for hours.
Man,
absolutely.
That's what's up. That's a what. Well, you know, as we wind down the time on KJ Talk Radio, one of the things we want to do is have you once again, Mr. Mills, please give any email addresses, phone numbers, or anything that will allow our listeners to be able to experience the Kingpin game, what it's all about, and also to be able to contact you so they can purchase the Kingpin game. Ain't that right? All right.
Thank you so much.
So talk to us.
All right. As I said, we have a website being developed now, thekingpingame.com. That should be up in the next, hopefully, 30 days or so, within the next 30 days. Right now, you can contact me at thekingpingame@gmail.com. thekingpingame@gmail.com. I also have a phone number I can be contacted on. Let me give you that, 240-765-4132. And I'll repeat that, 240-765-4132 for the Kingpin Game. Are you in it?
All right, all right. That's what's good. Well, you know what? We have come to that time once again, the time where, you know, it never seemed like it's long enough for KJ Talk Radio to be on the air. Man, I want to say thank you, first of all, to some people I want to thank. Thank you to Don Newsom of BBS Radio. We never really give that gentleman any props, but that man is the man that keeps us running every Sunday on time, keeps it clear. Any problems we have, he hooks it up. He takes care of it. So, you know, much love to Don Newsom and Seth of BBSRadio.com. This is KJ Talk Radio, y'all. I want to thank my brothers. You know, I want to thank the Brooklyn boss, Patrick Charles, a.k.a. the Inside Man, you know, for being here as always, you know, out of his busy schedule. Thank you, boss. You know,
always.
Elbert Jones Jr., who makes sure on our end everything is done right. Without him, we couldn't have anything. The studio is
right here
in his home. So we want to thank Elbert Jones Jr. And we want to say something, boss. You say something before we go off the air?
Sure, man. Sure. I just want to go ahead and actually say I'm happy that actually then listen that a board game of this magnitude is in production, that it's already being done. I'm interested and excited to go ahead and play it. Again, pretty much, you know, as far as, you know, with the script base being so as a movie, I'm all for it. Again, like I said, as far as with the, you know, with my plugins, I got to thank my brothers, Daryl King, Elbert Jones. Also got to give a shout out to my other partner, DJ Alspin out of Seattle.
Absolutely, Alspin. My bad, Alspin. What's up, baby?
And as far as that, with also the other clicks is Motion Communications. I got my boys in Chicago for Precise Mind Filmworks. We're looking pretty big to go ahead and do a lot of good things. So, Mr. Mills, again, man, welcome to the KJ Talk Radio family. And we're going to definitely go ahead and actually push this thing the way it's supposed to be. Okay?
All right. Jonesy Jones, what you got to say about this tonight, man?
I just want to say that I've been really digging what I've been hearing. And I just want to thank Mr. Mills for coming on the show. Also, I want to thank you for giving us some knowledge about your game. And I'm hoping that this game go to the sky, go straight to the sky, you know. And we're going to do whatever we can to promote this game. And I'm pretty sure that this is going to be a winner. And
thank
I'm looking
you,
forward and looking forward, you know. For the future. And just want to give you thanks again for coming on, and we would like to have you on again in the future.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I would love to be on here again. It would be my pleasure. In fact, I would love to be on anytime you all have a chance for me.
All right. I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. King here.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Well, we're going to say farewell. This is KJ Talk Radio, y'all. We just love to have you every Sunday. We look forward to you all being with us and supporting us. And we're going to continue to keep bringing you the best guests and the hottest topics ever on Internet Talk Radio. KJ Talk Radio, Daryl King, Elbert Jones Jr., Patrick Charles, a.k.a. Brooklyn Balls. Holla at your boy, KJ Talk Radio. Until next week, do what you got to do. And whatever you do, it well, baby. Holla. Peace.
Pop Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently and the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of cocaine. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Dirty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.